北车案 X。
Episode 14, The Final Round。Following the completion of the space station Orbiter X, the Unity leader Kramer and his deputy Gelbin fly Captain Bob Britton to Unity headquarters in the small South American republic of Kazala. Mac and Hickey are landed in the area by a Commonwealth ship piloted by Captain Knight. Determined to join forces with Bob, they set out on the last stage of their journey to the headquarters on rotorcycles. Meanwhile, inside the headquarters, Bob tells Greta Ravel that as a result of his work, the Unity organization has been exposed, and she should get away before it is too late. But his warnings are interrupted by the arrival of Kramer and Gelbin, who have discovered their danger and are bent on reprisals.
Captain Britton, you've tried to play a double game, but as far as you are concerned, it's all over.
I fully realize that.
I thought you might. So I want you to know the full measure of your achievement as it affects your friends in the Commonwealth Space Project. You see, you have not only ticked us, but them as well, because you have brought about their total annihilation.
What the blazes do you mean?
You know quite well that all my plans are aimed at a unity world government. Nothing can stand in my way. Gelbin, go ahead and mobilize the attack.
Right, Kramer. Hello, defense section. This is Deputy Leader Gelbin. I have orders for immediate mobilization of ballistic missiles. Prepare for launchings. Call up atomic detonators. See that the warheads are fitted with all speed. Your first target will be Woomera.
And Gelbin, the battery must be firing within 15 minutes.
It will be.
I hope you're satisfied, Britton.
You can't do this. You must countermand those orders.
He is right, Dr. Kramer.
Ravel, I advise you to be careful what you say.
Dr. Kramer, I have just been handed a signal which might give Captain Britton some cause for reflection with regard to his own immediate future.
Yes?
It actually comes from our commander on Orbiter X. Here it is.
McClelland and Hicks lost in space, presumed dead. Well, well. Presumably they were involved in your treachery, Britton. This is their just reward. Now it's for us to see that you receive equal justice. Gelbin, have him taken away.
Too dark to see very much now, Mac. But that's the headquarters, all right. Like an enormous stadium cut into the mountains.
Yeah, and there seems to be something going on way over on the far side. There's a whole gang of people working under those lights, but I don't know what they're up to.
Whatever it is, it leaves the coast clear for us.
We better dump the rotorcycles here. Hide them between the rocks.
All right, okay, Mac.
There we are. That's it. Now, if we skirt round the foot of the cliffs, we ought to come to that small entrance. The one Kramer brought us out of when we went on the moon trip.
Yes, that's right. Now, let's get going.
Before we do, I'll just put through a radio call to Chris Knight.
Do you think it's safe to use the intercom, Mac?
Yeah, he told us it's the new type that can be picked up on the Unity receivers. And with the poor chap sitting and waiting for us in the ship, about 20 miles away from all the fun, at least we can do is to keep him in the picture.
This is your idea of fun, is it? Why did I leave the Navy? Okay, go on, have a word with him. I'll keep lookout.
Right, here we go. Hello, this is McClelland calling Orbiter 3. Chris, are you listening?
Hello, Mac. Yes, I'll say I'm listening. Is everything okay?
Yes, we've reached Unity headquarters. We're outside at the moment. The problem is to get into the admin and control departments. We could take a chance and go through the hangar. It's a big cave about twice the size of St. Paul's. But we're going to look for a little side entrance we used before. That would be safer.
I hope you find it all right. Now listen, I've just had a call from Colonel Kent in Woomera. He says the DF signals from Bob's transmitter have stopped.
Stopped?
Yes. He thinks the transmitter may have been found.
Bob will be in trouble if it has.
Exactly. There's one other thing the colonel told me.
Yeah?
The big job is due to start in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I understand. Thanks, Chris. Be seeing you. You know what he means by the big job, Hickey.
Yes, the attack on Orbiter X, I suppose.
I only hope our boys can take over in one piece. Anyway, our big job is to find Bob. We'll start moving along the cliff. That entrance can't be far away.
I've an idea it's pretty close. We better be careful when we get round that next bend.
Yeah, go steady.
Hey, Mac, I believe those people over by the lights are working on some sort of launching ramp.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now listen, there's a door opening.
Yeah, and it's the one we're looking for.
Ah.
Shh, somebody's coming.
Couple of guards, eh?
Yeah, come on. We're in luck. Through the door quickly, and with a bit more luck, we'll give Mr. Karma the surprise of his life. In we go.
Now, these tunnels are a bit of a maze. But isn't that the old glasshouse department straight ahead?
Yeah, and if Bob has come unstuck, this is where we might find him. If he's not here, we'll make our way up to Kramer's office.
Look out! Who's that at the end of the corridor?
It's Greta Revell. She's looking into the cells.
Ah, so that's her.
Yeah, she helped Bob and me out the last time we were here. She might help us again.
Yes, that's an idea.
Gonna take a chance, Hickey.
Right.
Oh, here she comes. Hello, Dr. Revell. Do you remember me?
Oh, Captain McClelland. I can't believe it. And this man with you?
Flight Engineer Hicks.
But Kramer had a message from Orbiter X. They said you were lost.
Yeah, that's what we meant them to think. But we're here, all right.
How did you get here?
I'll tell you about that later. Who were you looking for, Greta?
I was looking for Bob.
Oh, he is down here, is he?
Yes, but I don't know which...
Mac, I found him.
What?
Over here. Now look through the peephole in this door. There he is. If there's something wrong...
Yeah, he's hurt. Quickly, open up.
It's locked.
All right, I have a pass key.
Give it to me. In you go. Bob, wake up. It's Mac.
What? Who is that?
It's Mac.
Mac?
Yeah, Hickey's here too. Oh. What happened to you?
I had a bit of a tussle with the guards, but how did you get here?
We got away from Orbiter X just as we planned. Chris Knight picked us up, and your transmitter told us where you were.
Oh, so it worked.
Yeah, yeah. Chris flew us to within 20 miles of HQ,
yeah.
And we finished the journey by rotorcycle.
Oh.
He's waiting for us to take you back to the ship now.
If Kramer knew this, he'd go mad.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
What are you doing here? My head's clearing. Yes, I remember. Kramer's going to start his attack.
What?
He's preparing to launch missiles against Woomera. That's only to be the first target. He must be stopped.
Greta, do you know about this?
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell us before?
Because there's nothing you can do.
We'll see about that. We must go up to the control room. Kramer and Gelbin are sure to be there.
Kramer is, but Gelbin is out on the launching platform. Now, listen to me. I've got all this worked out. You see, Kramer was always determined that if ever he was forced to leave this place, it would never fall into anybody else's hands.
Go on.
So, he built demolition charges into the walls of the hangar and the generating hall.
What?
They can be set off by a master switch, and I know where it is.
You do? This is the answer.
By cutting the power, I can make the machinery on the launching platform useless. And there need be no loss of life because the alarm bells will ring a minute before the charges explode.
Well, that's all right, but... surely when the staff hear the alarm, they'll know what's happened and turn off the switch.
No, apart from myself, only Kramer and Gelbin know where to find it. And Gelbin could never reach it in time from the platform.
What about Kramer?
Yeah, couldn't he get to it from the control room?
Yeah, I think he could.
Okay, then we'll see that he doesn't. Now, where is this master switch, Greta?
Out in the hangar.
I'd like you to go with her, Mac. I'll take Hickey with me.
All right. Where shall we meet after the balloon goes up?
What about the entrance we came in by just now?
Yeah. Do you know the small entrance in the cliff grater?
Yes, I know it.
Will it still be there after the explosion?
Yes.
Right then, that's our meeting point. I don't know how long we've got before the Unity attack starts, but we'd better get going.
Okay. All right, let's start.
I've just remembered, Bob. Colonel Kent asked if we could get a list of the members of Unity, if it was humanly possible.
What about that, Greta? Can you help?
Yes, you'll find a list in Kramer's office next to the control room.
That's fine. We might just manage to get hold of it before the alarm goes.
Is it all clear in the corridor, Hickey?
Just a sec. It's all clear.
Good. Off we go.
You turn to the right, Bob. Captain McClellan, I go to the left.
Okay. We'll see you both later. Good luck. And thank you, Greta.
Good luck, Bob. Come along, Mac, this way. Quickly.
You're really doing this for Bob, aren't you, Greta?
I suppose I am in a way, but during the past months I've learned a great deal about Unity that I didn't know before.
It beats me how you ever fell for it in the first place.
No, you wouldn't understand. You grew up in a very different world from mine. To me, Unity seemed to be the answer to everything. Now I've discovered the truth.
Well, what are you going to do with yourself when you get away from here?
Oh, I haven't thought about it. Perhaps I won't get away.
You will. We'll see to it.
Now, quietly. Here's the safety door to the hangar. You better keep back when I open it, in case we run into somebody on the other side.
Okay.
All clear. You can come through.
That door ought to keep back the blast of the explosion. Oh, I say. It looks as if the whole Unity fleet is in here.
Yes, except for one ship on duty at Orbiter X and one outside on the launching platform.
Yeah, it was getting dark when we came in. I didn't see it.
Oh, it's of no importance. It's Kramer's ship, U-5, and it was going to be rearmed with some new weapons when the trouble started.
So when this lot goes up, Kramer's as good as finished.
Yes, I certainly hope so. Now for the switch.
Where is it?
Behind this panel. There. Do you see?
Yes, I see. This is where you can leave the rest to me. I'm not going to turn this switch until I see you safely out through the main entrance.
But why? There's no immediate danger. We'll have a whole minute to get away.
You never know. Don't argue now. Off you go. Run for it!
Control calling launching platform. Hello, Gelbin. I'm checking the projected course on the computer. Is the first missile lined up?
Yes, Kramer. We are about to fit the detonator.
Good. As soon as you can spare them in, I want all ships prepared for takeoff. It's the alarm. What's happened?
It must be a fault in the wiring. But you should go to the hangar and check the emergency switch right away.
You don't have to give me instructions.
Here we are, Kramer. I give the instructions now.
Prison! Hicks! It's not true!
It's true enough.
Let me get out of here. It's a matter of life and death.
I told you to stay where you are.
But this alarm means...
We know what it means. The better part of your headquarters is going up in smoke any moment now.
Kramer, you must get out. Do you hear me? We've been betrayed.
Yes, and I know who's behind it.
I shall be on the U-5 launching platform if you can get there.
Prison, let me get past.
Oh, no, you don't get past.
Gelbin, there's no hope. We are destroyed!
Yes, it's nearly over for both of you. You hear that, Gelbin? Unity's finished.
The alarm stopped.
Oh, look, the lights have gone. I thought the whole roof was coming in.
Turn on your torch.
Okay.
Quickly, come on.
They won't work.
Bang it.
That's better now.
We lost Kramer. Look, the door must have been blown open. He mustn't get away. Just go after him.
Right.
You've got that list of names from Kramer's office, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, at least that's something. Keep going.
Can't see through the smoke.
Follow the wall.
We'll never find him in this, Bob.
No. But the best we can hope for is get out before we're choked. We must move faster. Come on.
Oh,
Hello, Orbiter 3. Chris, can you hear me? This is Mac.
Yes, I can hear you, Mac. Tell me, for Pete's sake, what's going on? I can see a blaze in the sky and there was a noise like thunder.
That was the hangar going up. The fuel tanks are burning now. Most of the Unity fleet is finished. There's only one ship left on a platform a few hundred yards from where I'm standing. But the smoke's blinding. I can't see very far.
Have you found Bob?
Yes, he's with Hickey. I'm waiting for them to join me outside the entrance I told you about before. Just get onto Woomera and tell them the news. You can tell them that Unity's finished. I'll call you back.
Mac, Bob, are you there?
Oh, Bob, by all that's wonderful. Yes, this way.
There you are, Mac. Thank goodness for that.
Oh, am I glad to see you.
Are you all right?
Yeah. How are you two?
Yeah, we're okay.
A bit smoke dried, that's all. You and your lady partner certainly started something.
Where is she, Mac?
I don't know. I sent her out of the hangar before I set off the charges. Haven't seen her since. Now, what about Kramer?
We lost him, too. Gelbin spoke to him on the intercom and said he'd see him on the U-5 launching platform.
That's where the ship is.
Do you know the direction?
I have only a rough idea.
Oh, never mind. They're obviously planning a getaway. We've got to stop them if we can.
There they are. Ah, that's it. It's Crater.
Yes, it is.
Come on. I reckon we'll be too late to help her, Bob.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. She had an idea she wouldn't get away. She told me.
Look, I believe I can see her. Look, among those rocks.
Yes, you're right. Come on.
Looks as if she's had it, Bob.
Yes. Crater, what happened?
Bob, I thought they tried to get to the ship. I waited here. Then I saw them.
Gelbin and Kramer?
Yes. Gelbin was too quick for me. He had the gun. They'll be aboard by now. But they can't do any more harm.
I'll go after them.
Stay where you are, Hickey. Can't see a thing through the smoke. If they are aboard...
They're aboard, all right. They're taking off. Look, you can see the jets. Their ship's lifting.
Ah, so they've made it.
Yes, we're too late.
Do you think we can get Greta back to Orbiter 3, Bob?
We don't have to.
Oh, you mean she's...
Yes. Afraid she is. She was a strange woman. She justified herself in the end. A lot of people would be very grateful to her if they knew.
Well, we are.
I'll say we are.
Yes, we are quite a lot. Oh, come on. Show me where those motorcycles are. We'd better join Chris Knight.
Oh, I promised I'd call him back.
Okay, but make it brief.
All right. Hello, Orbiter 3. Hello, are you there, Chris?
Mac, I was looking at my monitor and I'm sure I saw a ship taking...
Yes, you did, Chris. It was Kramer and Gelbin.
So they've got away.
Yes, we're coming back to you now. Bob and Hickey are here.
Hello, Chris.
Bob, it's wonderful to hear you again. Congratulations on a terrific job.
You're congratulating the wrong one, old boy. But thanks all the same.
Now listen, all of you. I've just had some good news from Colonel Kent. He's waiting to give you a big welcome. Everything at his end worked out perfectly. And he's looking forward to seeing you all aboard Orbiter X.
He's there.
That's great.
Okay, Chris. You can tell him we're on our way.
This is Orbiter X control room calling CSP Woomera.
CSP answering you, Orbiter X.
Brown, will you tell the minister that Captain Britton and his team are coming aboard the station now? Judging by their radio reports, the Unity organization is as good as finished. But Kramer may still try to pull one out of the bag. So keep checking.
Right, sir.
Hello, my Colonel Kent.
Dear fellows.
Good to see you,
Bob,
again.
Mac, come right in.
Thank you, sir.
Home sweet home, eh?
Welcome to the control room of Orbiter X.
Thank you, sir. Well, Hickey,
First of all, you'd better give Colonel Kent that list of Unity members.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, sir.
Oh. Here it is, sir.
Excellent, excellent. This will make interesting reading, especially for the minister.
How is Sir Charles?
Like a dog with two tails. All the Commonwealth Prime Ministers have been sending in messages of congratulation, and many of the heads of other governments, too.
Oh, good.
The space station has given our prestige a tremendous boost already.
Oh, it's marvelous.
CSP Womerak calling Orbiter X. CSP to Orbiter X. Come in, please.
Well, if it isn't old Brownie.
Hello, CSP. Orbiter X answering you.
Just a check call, Colonel. There have been no fresh sightings.
Thank you.
Fresh sightings?
He was referring to Kramer's ship, U-5. I didn't worry you about it earlier, but we've seen it.
You have, eh?
Yes, it passed pretty close to us, and we thought it was going to attack, but nothing happened, and it pulled clear.
Oh, I should have thought of that if headed straight for their moon base.
No, they must realize that wouldn't be safe. We could wipe it out with screen missiles any time we like.
Exactly. I'm quite sure that Kramer made a serious effort to destroy this space station. That's why I ordered Orbiter 3 to remain alongside as a guard ship. I've also got 12 others out on orbit patrol. You can see them on the monitors now.
And isn't it marvelous to be free from the old interference?
Yes, I'll say it is. Are they the ships that took over the station, sir?
Yes, with their deflectors working, they were alongside before the Unitists knew they were here. They disposed of the Unity guard ship, and the people on the station gave in like lambs.
They would.
CSP Womerak to Orbiter X. Urgent!
Come in, CSP.
The ground tracking stations have picked up U-5. It's traveling fast at an altitude of 1,000 miles. It's in your orbit, but it's moving in the opposite direction.
What?
It's heading straight towards you,
What's
sir.
He doing?
Range 950 miles.
What's Kramer's game? Do you think he's going to ram us?
It could be. Look, his ship's coming up on our central monitor now.
Orbiter X calling CSP patrols. Are you receiving U-5 reports from Woomera?
All receiving, sir.
Good. I'll leave our transmission key down so you can also hear us in station control. Captain Knight?
Yes, sir.
You may find yourself in action very soon. Check your armaments.
I have, sir. Everything's in order. I'm watching my monitor screen.
Good. Stand by.
CSP to Orbiter X. U-5 is halting its course. Bearing ZN 54YK5. Range 600 knots. Closing.
Right, CSP.
Orbiter 3 to Orbiter X. I now have U-5 in vision. I am ready to launch defensive missiles.
Stand by for instructions.
U-5 calling U-5.
What the? Turn up the auxiliary sound monitor, quickly.
This is U-5 calling Orbiter X. Are you receiving me?
That's Kramer's voice.
May I answer him, Colonel Kent?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Kramer. What are you playing at? You must change course.
So, Captain Britton, I'm delighted you are there. You're just what I hoped you might be. Exactly in my path.
Crikey, he's gonna ram. He's mad.
Kramer, if you're hoping to smash into us, I can tell you you'll never make it. We have missiles already lined up on you.
It makes no difference. You may destroy us and our ship, but parts of the wreckage will continue along our present line of flight. They will reach you and tear your precious space station to pieces.
I'll take over.
All right, sir.
Hello, Kramer. This is Colonel Kent.
Colonel Kent, I'm sorry we have left it so late for our first meeting.
Listen to me. Change your course and come alongside. Your position is hopeless.
I shall keep to my course, Colonel Kent. The range is now 300 miles. We're almost with you.
There's only one way to deal with this situation. Chris must launch missiles with proximity fuses.
Yeah, that's the answer.
If they explode close to the stern of U-5, they should turn the whole ship away from our orbit.
Yeah, Colonel Kent, it happened to Hickey and me when we were trying to get back to the Earth in the moon probe.
Yeah, that's right. It was Kramer himself who launched the missiles then. It exploded close to our jets and we turned about 45 degrees off course.
Very well. Captain Knight, you heard that, did you?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to fire. Range 200. Closing fast now.
You may open fire in your own time.
Right, sir. I'm launching the first missile now.
There it goes.
Hello, Kramer. We have launched our first missile, but you've one last chance to sheer away.
No, Colonel Kent. We may be unarmed, but we can still strike back. Unity will live on. One day we will...
There you are, Chris.
Chris, nice.
Well done.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yes, your best missile did the trick. It exploded right alongside Kramer's starboard jets.
Yes, when I saw it turned him off course, I didn't worry about a second launching.
CSP Woomera to Orbiter X. U-5 now bearing ZN40TX5. Looks like it's heading for the wide open spaces.
Thank you, CSP.
A flight to infinity, eh? Well, that looks like the end of Kramer and Gelbin. Rather grim justice, eh, Mac?
Yeah, Bob, it is.
Well, I think we could all do with a small restorative, gentlemen.
That's a splendid idea, sir.
Very good
idea. That's a marvelous idea, sir.
Not too small.
Bob?
Thank you very much, sir.
Mac?
Thank you, sir.
Hickey?
Thank you, sir.
You, Chris?
Thank you, sir.
Well, boys, I'm not going to make a speech.
Yeah.
But I do want to thank you for all that you've done. Without you, the situation would have been pretty grim for the whole world. And, well, now I feel a toast is called for, and I think you'll agree with me, the man to propose it is Bob Britton.
Yes.
Come on, Bob.
Come on, Bob.
Well, thank you, Colonel Kent. You asked for a toast. Well, what shall it be? We now have the space station. And from here, we shall be sending ships first to the moon.
Which is old ground for you.
Yeah, we know all about that.
Yeah, I'll say we do.
And then ships will go out to Mars and Venus. Well, who knows where. This is our starting point, and so let's drink to it. Gentlemen, the toast is Orbiter X.
Orbiter X.
That was the final episode of Orbiter X, an adventure in the conquest of space by B.D. Chapman. The serial was produced for the BBC by Charles Maxwell.